All right, so yesterday we discussed the Gemara and the opinions of the Rambam, the Rashba, and the Bahag with regard to lighting prior to Shkia. You will recall, no doubt, that the Rashba was of the opinion that one could indeed light before Shkia, and the fact that you have to light before Shkia on Erev Shabbos is simply because you have no choice. But lighting before Shkia in... I take that back. The Rashba is that you can light before Shkia, and he uses the fact that you can light before Shkia on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, as a proof. He uses that as a model to teach you that you can light before Shkia in general. What does it mean when it says mitzvasa mishateshka achama? So he calls that that's the best way to do it. There's nothing wrong with lighting it earlier. The Rambam was insistent that it be dafka at Shkia. And what was the opinion of
the Rashba?
No, that was the opinion of the Bahag.
Well, the Bahag was the same thing as the Rashba, no? The Rashba quoted the Bahag.
The Bahag holds that one always lights after Shkia. How is this possible on a Friday night? The Bahag must hold that Shkia must be the later Shkia.
Right. It holds like the Rambam.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that what you meant?
I made a mistake.
The Bahag is in the camp of the Rambam. Says you always light it. Shkia. What about Erev Shabbos, Chanukah? Oh no, even there you're always lighting at Shkia. Has he worked that out? Oh, because he has the other understanding of the Shkias, the two Shkias, first Shkia, second Shkia. All right, Banish Mushels doesn't start with his what he's referring to as Shkia for the purpose of lighting. His Banish Mushels begins later. Allah Rabbeinu Tam. What is it that we have to be concerned with during the Shas Pirsum? During the Shas Pirsum, is it that I have to do a Maisa Hadlaka? If I have to do a Maisa Hadlaka, then I hold like the Rambam and I hold like the Bahag, and my act of lighting must dafka be done Mishateshka Acham. But if I hold that as long as I produce a Ner Chanukah and it has the effect of Pirsum, then that's sufficient. And that's why the Rashba says you could in fact do that, because we're worried about the... I'll still know that it's a Ner Chanukah as long as it's done Samach to Shkia. And if it's done Samach to Shkia, that's sufficient. Why? Because the candle is still serving its purpose as a Ner Pirsum. So you see, for the Rashba, he's not as concerned that the Maisad Lokah be done during the Shas Pirsum, but that the candle that you produced function as a Ner Pirsum during the Zman of Pirsum. Now you can't, there's a point beyond which you can't do that. You can't create a Ner Shal Pirsum before Plag. That's already too much the previous day. But once Plag comes, and now it's Nikr that the candle I'm lighting is for the purpose of burning at night, Nikr, that's a Ner Shal Chanukah, so comes the Zman of Pirsum, the candle that I lit can function as a Ner Shal Pirsum. Obviously, I have to make a big enough candle that it's going to burn for the requisite time once the Zman Pirsum comes about.
Is the Rashba saying that it
and by the way, that's the halacha on Erev Shabbos. I'm sorry. That's the halacha on Erev Shabbos. When you light a candle early, you have to make sure that the candle burns enough time from the time that you light it, such that when the Zman of Pirsum comes about, it then burns the requisite shear. I believe it was the opinion of the Ravs, that's all also, in general, forgetting about Shabbos, if I recall correctly, he held that you should try to be Yotze both Shitos. One Shita maintains that the proper time to light is Shkia, and the other time, the other school of thought maintains that you light at Seis. So he held it's proper to light at Shkia when you can, and make sure that you have enough fuel that it will burn even half an hour after Seis. And maybe we'll take that up as a separate topic, but that is a discussion in the postgame, when to light Shkia or Tzeis. The Rambam, the Gra, and Yerushalayim, they follow the Minhag Gra, they light at Shkia. Most people are not Zochah to be able to light at Shkia in any event. Maybe, Saturday night. No, not even Saturday night. Sunday, maybe you could do it. Yeah, but I'm saying most people, if you're not living in Yeshiva, and you're working, and you live at home, it's virtually impossible to be home at Shkia, and the average person is not home at 4 something to light candles. So then you're getting already involved in the Tzeis, or as the Tosos, according to Ri, said that today we're not so makbid on this man because we light for the many bias, and the Iker Christmas is the many bias, the heckers for them, therefore we're not so particular about the end time of lighting. In fact, the Meiri quotes, I'm sure you all saw it, says that in Sarfas, that's the way they lit. The yeshiva bachurim wouldn't necessarily come home in the middle of the Seder to light, but they would finish the learning and they would come home later and they would light because they were lighting for the Bnei Bais.
That's similar to Tosfos, right?
It's the same opinion. Tosfos are among the Chachmei Tzarfas. Tosfos is referred to as the French rabbis. So when he says the Tzarfatim, I'm assuming he's also including therein the Sheet of Tosos. If I'm not mistaken, in the footnote they quote the Smag, maybe also quote Tosos. I don't remember. I don't have it open. Maybe one of you that have it open could check. It wouldn't be in that edition. It would be in the critical edition with the footnotes. We had 3 of them before, and I only see one. There's one behind the Yavin. No, the Meiri.
The mitzvah
is that you need to produce a Ner Shel Pirsum.
Okay.
But the question is, insofar as the Zman of Pirsum, what must I do during the Zman of Pirsum? Is it that my Maisa Hadlaka has to be during the Zman Shel Pirsum? Because that is the linchpin. In other words, my Maisa Hadlaka has to produce the Pirsum.
Okay.
Meaning that which brings about my Pirsum Anais has to be a Maisa Hadlaka that's done during the Zman Shel Pirsum. Or do I say no? That I have to do a Maisa Hadlaka, but that Maisa Hadlaka could even be done samach to the Zman Shel Pirsum, because the Pirsum could come back just through the state of being of the Nair.
So,
but I don't think he's saying there's 2 separate things. I have to produce a Nair Shel Pirsum, but the Pirsum could come about not necessarily through my Maisa Hadlaka, it could come about through the candle being as a result of my Maisa Hadlaka.
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence of my myself. Anyway, the Meiri when he cites, thank you. The Meiri when he cites over here the Chachmei Tzarfas, or he says the Tzarfatim, what lashon does he use? He says the Gedolei HaTzarfatim until Alman HaShachar. Oh, so in the footnote they quote Sefer Truma, Smag, Smak, and Va'od. The Ode, I would think, would include the Re. Who asked me about the Re? Dr. Janoff, was that you? Or someone else asked me about the... You asked me.
I'll ask you about the Tosfos.
Yeah, so that would include... The Re is the Shita that you're referring to. Not the Re Poras, that's the first Re.
So there were 2 Re's of it?
Yeah, the Re Poras and then the Re. Okay. So what does the Meiri have to say about the lighting early? You okay? What does he say about lighting before the Shkia? Someone want to hone in on that phraseology? Of the Meiri. How about Mikom Makom? Mikom Makom. Mikom Makom.
Mikom Makom. It's far down. Mikom Makom.
Well, the rest is important. I'm just saying it doesn't speak to this particular issue.
Right. No, I mean, I thought I was honing in on the point you wanted, but it turns out I wasn't.
I mean, you should have read the whole thing.
I know. I'm just
okay, so if whatever you read, you did the right thing.
Okay. But he honed it.
As long as you didn't get to the part about Neri Shabeso. That's already the next night.
Well, that's why I came and asked if...
Yeah, this part down here.
Mikom Makom. Shar Mefarshim Kasu. Shetzarech Litein Shemen B'ner. V'kidei Shi'ur Zeh. V'chein Iker She'im Perish Gedolei HaPoskim. Achar Sha'at Matir Ba Tashmish Ora. Heyach Madlik B'Psilos...
I'm sorry, are you in the right place?
No, probably not.
You see the Mikom Makom about 4 lines up from the end of the paragraph?
No. That Mikom Makom?
That's what I'm referring to now. That's what I'm referring to at the moment.
Oh, that one. That's from 3 lines. Okay, Mikom Makom B'Shabbos?
1, 2, 3, 4 lines up.
Oh, Mikom Makom Koden. Oh, wow. Okay, fine. Mikom Makom Koden Shkia Sechama.
Right.
Now that we're back on track.
What about lighting before Shkia? Who's that like?
Rama.
That's like the Rama. Rama said, no way, you cannot light before Shkia. Lo ma'achrim lo ma'akdim. And you can't light before, you can't light after. Ella, what? Misha teshka ha'cham. With the Shkia. Im Shkiasa. Who has the Rama open? Someone? Someone have the Rama?
Can you have it open?
Daniel, what happened to your Rama?
You cannot light earlier than 12.
Oh, you left it. I said I would touch on it.
Regular touchdown.
Rambam says, cannot light earlier than Shkia, cannot light later than Shkia. How long is the time like an hour?
Yeah. Perek Dal Halacha Hey.
What? There we go.
Hilchos Chanukah Megillah.
Rama?
Yeah. It's got to be at the Shkia. That's like the Shkita over here. Right? That's also like the Bag. Do you want to read a little bit more there?
Yeah.
No, not in the Rambam. I'm sorry. If Avi could just continue reading the Megillah. Hilchos Chanukah, yes.
Dalid,
hey.
Shraga
Batahira.
What
does that mean? Shraga Batahira?
It's a candle that's tahor?
It's like a candle in the daylight. Candle in daylight doesn't do anything.
Right.
It's not going to illuminate anything for you.
The Inba Pearson. Pearson Nays. Nikomakom. Shabbos, he efshar lahadlik ela kodem shkia shahre mish tiska ad shiru gimo kuchavim
beinonim middle size
who beinos nashos kimoshi is bar alcohol.
So what could you do now? What could you do? Alcohol ponim adlikim b'chteishu yashlim hadlakasam im shkia. Oh, samach lezeh. In other words, you light it before, but you want it to still be burning when the ikar zman comes.
Right.
Kol gadol amru heicha delo efshar shiny. So according to the Meiri, why is it that erev Shabbos we light before the shkia?
Because we're worried that...
Not worried. No, not worried about anything.
That I don't understand.
You can't light at Shkia. It's E-F-Shar. Shkia has already been a Shmashos. That's it.
You can't light after Shkia.
You can't light at the normal time. You have to light earlier. It's Shabbos. Right? What's the reason why the Rashba says you could light early?
Yeah, because it's like Shabbos. When you compare it to Shabbos, you would like before Shkia anyway.
It's like on Shabbos when people don't like before Shkia. That's why you're
okay. Say more.
She's saying the comparison's made for regular.
Why are you allowed to light? Why are you allowed to light for the Meir? Why are you allowed to light erev Shabbos before Shkia? Because it's what? It's an exception. It's a special case, right? E-F-Shar shiny, right? Okay. A special rule for the Misakin, they set it up differently on the Erev Shabbos. But for the Rashba, what's the reason why you're allowed to light early? Because you're always allowed to light early. Right? Why can't I light early Erev Shabbos? Because I can always light early Erev Shabbos. Okay, Erev Shabbos, now I have to light early. But I can always light early. Mm-hmm. Does everyone see that?
Yeah. Works the Rashba.
What do you mean works the Rosh? They're arguing over how you understand the early lighting of Erev Shabbos. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Avi's making a good point. What Avi's saying is like this. For the Rambam, since the Rambam holds that the Iker Pirsim has to come back through the Maisa Hadlaka, so when it came time for Erev Shabbos Chanukah, Chazal had to make a new Takana. Because the normal takana will not be sovel lighting earlier than shkia. Can't coexist with an early lighting. If you hold like the Rambam. But if you hold like the Rashba, that the piercing is enough to come about through the candle lit, doesn't need my Maisa Hadlaka, then I don't say Shraga Batahira Mayahani when I light earlier. Because once this man comes about, then I have a candle that's nicker that it's for piercing. Yeah, it would have to last longer. I'll add this. That for Shabbos also, I can't light my Shabbos candles Friday morning. I have to light after Plag. The earliest I can make Shabbos is Plag. Why? Because any earlier than that, it's not a nickel what I'm doing. Maybe I'm lighting candles because I like having candles. Maybe I'm having a seance. Who knows? But when I light it already, once the day starts to point towards Shabbos, now it's a nickel that I'm doing it for Shabbos' sake. And since the Rashi makes a direct comparison to Ner Shabbos, it says Madach by Ner Shabbos, I could light it early as long as it's Nicker that I'm lighting it for Shabbos. So too over here, I could light a Chanukah candle as long as it's going to be Nicker that I'm lighting for Pearson.
Which means after plug them in.
Yeah, he doesn't say that, but I'm just telling you, Lamaise, that's what we hold.
Okay.
It could be that the Rashi says plug after. I don't remember. I don't remember actually. He may actually mention the plug. Okay. Right, and that's why for the Rashba, they didn't have to. The Rashba doesn't understand that there was a new takana. It's the same takana that was always there. You can light before Shkia. What happens Erev Shabbos? Okay, Erev Shabbos, you must light before Shkia. But that doesn't mean it's a new takana. For the Rambam, when, like the Miri says, it's Efshar, you had to do it. It's shiny. What's the lashon? Klal Gadol. Welcome to Efshar shiny. It's the last line of that paragraph. Hechad lo efshar, shiny. There's some other enactment that they had to make over here. It was different. But this is not the normal hadlaka. The normal hadlaka, you're right, could not be done this way. Misha teshkachama. Okay, so there's a Chumas Hadashan. Interesting Chumas Hadashin here. Actually, there's two copies of Chumas Hadashin. If someone else wants, they could follow along if they feel it would be helpful. You could share. I'm sorry they're not more. I'll read it aloud so everyone will be able to. You don't have to bogart it. Huh?
Bad joke.
They what? You're not sharing?
Yeah.
No, it was pretty good, actually. I don't know if everyone else got it, but those of us that got it appreciated it. Oh, you're on there, Daniel Simon. Daniel Simon with the good joke.
For some reason, there's a pacifier on the windows.
I know, it's funny because I didn't see it there yesterday. Yeah, totally off topic, but Daniel Krausen is asking a good question. Yeah, it's totally off topic. The Rambam, generally speaking, does not give historical background for the different mitzvot or for the different Yom Tovim. You don't find that by Purim, you don't find it by Pesach, by Sukkot. With regard to all those other holidays, you find just halachic discussion. You don't find historical background. The question is why the Rambam deviate and give us a lengthy discussion and description of what led up to the formation of the holiday. Exactly. So because it's not in Tanakh or in the Talmud, it's not in any book of Tanakh and only in the Talmud, the Rambam had to incorporate that. Why? So the Rav Zatzal explained that if you look at the Rambam's Hakdama, the Rambam tells you that if you want to know Halacha L'maisa, all you have to do is learn the Mishnah Torah. He got in trouble for that because it was misconstrued what he meant, right? But suffice it to say that the Rambam said that you want to learn Halacha L'maisa, you can learn Torah Shebichtav, right? You want to be a God-fearing, good practicing Jew. Learn Torah Shavachsav and learn the Mishnah Torah. That's it. So you didn't mean to obviate the learning of Talmud, but for Halacha L'maisa purposes, learn the Torah, learn the Mishnah Torah for the average person.
Which is funny because the Mishnah Torah is it's not as easy as it's cryptic in a sense.
Well, it's not more cryptic. It's like, going through Gemara to try and find.
It's easier to extrapolate the Halacha L'maisa from there than it would be just going through the whole Masechta.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we know that the Rambam had to include those things that only appeared in the Talmud, right? If they were what? If they were halacha l'maisa. But why is the whole story of Hanukkah halacha l'maisa? Why do you need that? So okay, so I won't know the story. So the Rav said, you see from here that part of Pirsim HaNeis necessitates knowing the story of the Neis. I can't be Mefarsim HaNeis. I can't say I'm publicizing the miracle. I don't even know what the miracle is. Right? So with regard to Purim, I know the story because it's in the Megillah. But the story of Hanukkah is not in any Sefer of Tanakh. It's only in the Gemara and Shabbos in these few blot. So because of that, and because of the interrelationship between Pirsum and the actual events, as the halachos of Pirsum and the actual events, the Rambam had to put it in the yad in his halachic code, because he needed to know it in order to be mefarsim.
But he only got it from the Gemara. He didn't get it from like.
I'm sorry, Daniel took umbrage at the fact that I said it was totally off topic. I take it back. It wasn't entirely off topic. It was
mostly.
It was germane to the general discussion of Hanukkah, albeit not to the particular discussion that we were having. That better? The Taz in Tafresh Ayin Gimel quotes this Chumash Hadashen. The Chumash Hadashen says that if you light on Erev Shabbos, there's no fulfillment of, and maybe this is sort of what you were talking about, Avi, there's no fulfillment of the mitzvah until Tseis. And the only thing that you did before is set up the wherewithal to be yotzei the mitzvah later. Because you're not yotzei with the hadlaka that you did before Zman Pirsum. Okay? So the Chumash Hadashen appears over here in Simin Kuf Chaf. I believe that's the tshuva. Everyone see it? I beg your pardon? Oh, you want to quote? The Shiloh was like this. That which we say with regard to Ner Chanukah Kavsa Ein Zakakla, if it goes out on Erev Shabbos, you lit your Ner Chanukah before the onset of Shabbos, and now it goes out. Do you have to be light or not?
Oh, it's still before Shabbos.
Yeah. So now you must light it now. This is the time to light it. You have to light it before Shkia. You lit it before Shkia went out. So do you say now, so I don't have to relight it? Or not?
According to the Rashba, yeah, you would have to relight it because it wasn't in the time of Shkia. Shkia is the time for pursuing Isa, and if it didn't make it to that time, then you're missing
what about
out.
The Rambam? What about...
So the Rambam, I guess, would say, first of all, your lighting beforehand wouldn't have made a difference anyway. You'd have to relight it at Shkia.
No, but Erev Shabbos, it's Yafshar.
Okay, fine. So
everyone agrees that you have to light before Shkia.
For both,
even the Ba'al has accepted it. What's that?
For both, it would seem.
For both, you have to be lighted. What's the Havmina? The Havmina is that if you'll tell me this is if you'll tell me like the Rambam that they reformulated this Manhad Laka, if they reformulated this Manhad Laka for Erev Shabbos Chanukah to be at that time, then what? I'll say this is the time to light. And therefore, Kavsa in Zagagla. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
You follow?
Let's hear that one more time.
Sure. If we continue with the approach that we took a moment ago, that for the Rashba, lighting now is just like lighting any other night. You could light on any night before Shkia. Just have to make sure that it's some of the Shkia and that the Pirsum is going to come about during this Manchal Pirsum. But there's nothing new or unique about the lighting on Erev Shabbos Chanukah. Right? Just that you have to light at that time. As opposed to the Rambam and the Meiri and the Bahag, who seem to say that the Zman Hadlaka was reformulated for Erev Shabbos. Because of necessity, they had to tell you now there's a new way to light today. So let's say that's true. Does it stand to reason, or does it not stand to reason, should I say, that if I light at that time, being that that is the time to light tonight, and then it goes out, I should say, Kasa Zakuba.
Then you are
Kasa Ein Zakuba, rather. Kasa Ein Zakuba.
Then you're not attached to the...
That's right. Because I lit it at time. I lit it on time. Any other night, when I light and it goes out, do I have to be lighted? No. Kasa Ein Zakuba, provided I lit it on time. Comes the Erev Shabbos, I have to light early, okay, but that's the time to light. That's the time to light tonight. That's the Takana. Takana is to light it now. What do you say about that? So the Shumas Hadeshin is apparently addressing that issue. No, this is the Shumas Hadeshin. The Taz cites this Shumas Hadeshin. The Taz takes issue with this, as I'll get to in a minute.
Takes umbrage.
I didn't take umbrage, but he definitely argues with him.
Umbrage is anger.
Okay, so the... Shumas Hadeshin writes like this. Yira, you see it? Yira de ein zakakla, afil chi agavna. Va'af agav de kasa b'mordechai sham, de mitzvos ner chanaka, misov shkia sachama ve'elech, hainit seitza chachavim, v'lo kodem, mishom de shraga b'tir mayahani lei, imkein ikka mitzvos ner chanaka, ina b'shas hadlaka, mi ba'od yom. Sounds like the ikka's man of lighting is not then, like the Rashba was moda, like the Ran said, right? It's not the ikka time to light. Ela b'shehove hadlaka shela achar chashecha. It's when the lighting now leads to a lit candle after chashecha. He kiyam mitzvah. Lakach hainu yichol lomar de'im kavsa kodem hascholos kiyam mitzvah zokagla. Therefore you could say that, well, since the real mitzvah is not taking place until the zman pirsum, when the candle is lit, then you would have to be lighted. Omnom, however, says the Chumash Hadashen, midem avarchinan mi ba'od yom, you're lighting Erev Shabbos, and you say, asher kedushon sosov tzivonu lahadlik, ner shal shat ner Chanukah, or ner shal lichanukah, right?
We did that the first year.
Then what would you say? Maybe he says, oh, va'afagav da'kati leka mitzvah, al karcha chayinu taimu mishum di'yev shebinin acher, chashiva hechsher mitzvah, ki depirshu atosos, hechsher mitzvah, ki bera ve'em, v'chmaitza, da'alea bereshi vamos, I ain't got the whole thing over there. V'hashta, skip ahead over there. V'hashta al karcha kish lochiach da'afilu benidon didon, kishakovsa ein zokakla, amai shari rav lahadik b'shamas chanukah ba'osam tzi. Oh, that's the next question. So what does the Chumash Hadashen say over here? That if you madlik Erev Shabbos, you're not really mekayim the mitzvah until tzeis, and the hadlaka that you're doing before is what he calls a hechsher mitzvah. That's the Chumash Hadashen. The Taz quotes this, and the Taz says the following. This is Taz Sifkatan Tess. Tav Resh Ayin Gimel Tess. He says, De b'Shabbos she'i efshar lahamtin ad shkiyas hachama b'hadlaka v'tzarech lahasil kodem lo mikri oso sha zman haschala kimo b'chol misov shkiyah. He holds that no, it's not just that you're doing it because you have no other choice and it's efshar binyan acher and it's a hechsher, but you're not getting the real mitzvah till later. He says no, on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, the entire mitzvah is reformulated and now you're actually getting the mitzvah. Tiknu chachamim sheyalik b'shosh sheish lo heter lahadlik v'zeh lo mikri hechsher mitzvah elo mitzvah mamish. It's like another day after Shkia.
So he's saying that beforehand, right?
Who's beforehand?
That before Shkia is still like the mitzvah on Erev Shabbos?
On Erev Shabbos, the mitzvah is now. That's right. The mitzvah on Erev Shabbos is just like Shkia on another day.
So any time after Plag would be suitable for
Okay. I mean, still maybe should be as close to Shkia as possible. I don't know about that. But right. That's what it's
talking about. I'm assuming after Plag because the comparison can only be made from Shabbos to Hanukkah.
Well, we don't know. He doesn't quote, that's the Rashba. Rashba uses Shabbos.
And besides that, it seems like a kind of...
No, because it doesn't have to do with... It doesn't necessarily have to be because of Shabbos model. It could be because he understands that what they did was they reformulated the mitzvah for Erev Shabbos Chanukah. Mm-hmm. And once they reformulated the mitzvah for Erev Shabbos Chanukah, they gave it a new zman. And because it's a new zman, there's a kima mitzvah there. That appears to be what the Taz is saying. What's the Chumash Hadashen Svara? To say not like that.
Chumash Hadashen apparently the mitzvah is still taking place after Shkia, so you must write. Whereas the Taz says, no, the mitzvah is reformulated, so the Iker mitzvah is now to light before Shkia. And therefore you don't need to rely.
Right, it's similar. Right? It's correct. It's similar to what we said in terms of yesterday's machlokas. According to the Rashba and according to the Ran, when am I getting the real mitzvah? Right, the Rashba says
when Shkia hits, that's when you get the mitzvah.
Exactly. When the candle is lit during the Zman, that's when the mitzvah comes about.
Not from lighting it during the Zman.
I don't need to light it during
the
Zman.
It's not combined like the Rambam.
But he also doesn't hold that lighting it before brings about the mitzvah.
It's only once it's lasted.
It has to be lit.
It's like once the actual fire is coinciding.
Exists with
the
Zman. That's right. That's right.
Lighting.
So that's similar to which one of these Shitos?
That's the Chumash Hadashen.
That's similar to the Chumash Hadashen. He says it's like a hechsher mitzvah. He used the term Hechsher Mitzvah. They don't use that term, but that's essentially what they're saying. They are setting up a situation whereby...
He would also say that you would have, if you relight it,
that's why you have to relight it. That's why you have to relight it. But the Taz says, no. This is like the Rambam, and this is like the Bahag, and the Meiri, who understand, no, you have to light a Shia. So how could you light Erev Shabbos early in the Shkia? Okay, it's a new mitzvah, special mitzvah. Ah, you tell me it's a special mitzvah. Now I can even say that the Zman Hadlaka is producing my candle. I'm making a Maisa Hadlaka, I'm doing a Maisa Hadlaka during the Zman shall pierce him. And what do you mean the Zman shall pierce him?
It's a very hard...
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's a big stretch.
Why?
Making up a newsman for...
Newsman for Erev Shabbos, yeah. That's what they had to do. Oh, you like the other side better, but it's not crazy to say this.
But this man,
that's what it means, E-Efshar. E-Efshar does E-Efshar shiny.
But still, this man are based off not necessarily... You know, they're based off the way things work. It's not...
You're right. So here it works differently. Erev Shabbos works differently. Erev Shabbos, it works that you can't light candles after Shkia. Okay, we want to have a mitzvah near Hanukkah on Friday night also. What are we going to do? Okay, we'll say it's this time. It's Heimamer v'Heimamer. I don't know. It shouldn't be so bewildering. Same Chazal that said, light a Hanukkah candle every other night. They said, light a Hanukkah candle Erev Shabbos. Ah, but I can't light a Hanukkah candle on Shabbos at the same time. You got OCD there? What's going on? Yeah. Really?
He went to sleep really late last night.
No, like he's trying to center it. Something I would do. Something that's bothering me. Like that thing being slanted is going to bother me forever.
Someone is in a state of deprivation, and in order to stay awake, they have